106.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Pete Euler is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVOE News Time 8:25, Newsmaker 2 time this Wednesday morning, rather damp Wednesday. We have Bryce Kessler joining us again from the Kansas Shrine Bowl. Activities coming to town next week.
Next week. Bryce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. I'm doing quite well, getting ready to gear up for our big event there in Emporia, so getting excited.
I bet you'll be in town before too long, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be in town all week next week, and then, of course, our campers will be in town. Our band campers are going to arrive there in Emporia on Tuesday next week, and our cheer teams will all be arriving on Wednesday, and then the football teams will get into town on Thursday. And so by Thursday next week, we're going to have almost 600 participants scattered throughout Emporia State campus and the city and all the Shriners that come along with that. So we're looking forward to it for sure.
Well, it's a great event, and all to raise money for the incredible work that is done by the Kansas Shriners Hospitals. That's what this is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything we do is with that goal in mind for the kids. We use that slogan a lot, more than a game. Those are the two kind of slogans we use. All net proceeds from our events benefit Shriners Children's Hospitals. And they're going to be on site as well. So I think five folks from Shriners Children's Hospital will be there to help orchestrate our hospital experience events as well. We've got 17 hospital patient ambassadors, current and former patients of Shriners Children's, who will be there to share their stories with our participants, interact, and different activities and things to just share the good that Shriners Children's has done, and also share the good that the Kansas Shrine Bowl has done for them by giving them an opportunity and a platform to share their story and hopefully give somebody a chance to learn about what they're doing when they participate or support this event and why it means so much to so many people.
That kind of led to my next question here, Bryce, is for folks that don't know whether they're, involved or whether they have needed to use Shrine Bowl medical services, exactly where does that money that comes in from Shrine Bowls and donors and Shriners, where does that funnel in? How does that help kids in need?
Yeah, so it helps in lots of ways. In the grand scheme, the big picture look of it, I guess you could say. I mean, it helps the hospital in general with equipment and the ability to treat research and all of that. And that's the 100-mile away view of it. But then even just when you look at this kid specifically from Kansas, there's lots of Kansas kids who are treated by Shriners Children's, and they need help getting to the hospital. The closest hospital is St. Louis. There's one in Galveston. There's one up in Minneapolis. Those aren't quick little hop, skip, and a jump to them. You got to have travel expenses. There might be hotel stays that are part of that. And the services and the transportation and all of that to help these kids get the services they need are paid for by Shriners, by the Shrine Temples, by fundraisers like this. So the five Shrine Temples across Kansas, they have what are called hospital dads. And those Shriners, they will drive families from wherever they originate from in Kansas out to the hospital in St. Louis to get their treatments. And the money helps them. What we raise also will help them pay for a hotel room for family while they're out there if they need that. Or meals on the trips and things like that. So the hope is that the children who need these services that are provided, the state-of-the-art, world-class services that are provided by Shriners Children's, that they will get all those services they need to improve their lives and do it all regardless of the family's ability to pay. And so the hospital itself does does take insurance as well, but there's, you know, the goal is that there's zero out-of-pocket costs for any family and child who needs those services to help them live a better life. And so that's where, you know, the direct money you'll see help these kids, these big 17 patient ambassadors that are going to be on site. You know, they've all had experiences with that, whether it's been driven to the hospital by one of the hospital dads or helping with some of those expenses to make, you know, life easier when things aren't easy.
Well, incredible work done by the Kansas Shriners Hospitals, joined this morning by Kansas Shrine Bowl Director Bryce Kessler. The Shrine Bowl coming to Emporia. The game itself will be a week from Saturday, June 29th, Welch Stadium. Gates will open at 5, kickoff at 7. But there's more activity surrounding the Kansas Shrine Bowl, and Emporia once again very fortunate to be hosting this wonderful event. And Bryce, let's talk first about the golf tournament coming up on a week from tomorrow, or a week from Friday, I guess, huh?
Yeah, a week from Friday there at Emporia Golf Course. We've got about 9 spots left in the tournament, so anybody out there who's wanting to come out and play a little golf on a Friday morning and be a part of the great cause and help support our fundraiser and help support these kids, we'd love to have you out there at Emporia Golf Course on Friday morning. The registration starts at 8, and the tournament will tee off at 9. You can go ahead and register your team right now at KansasShrineBowl.com/golf. In any of these events that the public is certainly not just welcome to attend but encouraged to attend, you'll have an opportunity to also kind of learn about why we do what we do. And then for that golf tournament specifically, we've got 2 of our patient ambassadors who will be out there, and they'll share their story with all of our golfers out there. And they're also very good golfers themselves. One of them, both of them, in fact, I think have been state champion golfers. One of them is a collegiate golfer. They're very good. Kerrigan and Kiana are their names. And Kiana is actually our honorary captain this year. And Kerrigan she at one point was golfing at Fort Hays State, and then she was the one of the standard bearers. I think there was like 6 of them nationally that were patient ambassadors who were standard bearers for the Shriners Open, the PGA Tour Shriners Open event. And she was out there in, I believe it was out in either Vegas or Reno this year, as one of their standard bearers. So 2 excellent golfers, 2 excellent young ladies. They're going to share their story with our golfers before we tee off that morning and stuff too. So, that's always what we try to do with all of our events, is give people an opportunity to really see and learn why we do what we do. Because, again, as we've talked about earlier this morning already, that's at the crux of it all, is helping out these kids.
All right, so 8 o'clock registration, shotgun start at 9, and $75 a person, but includes your green fees, carts, breakfast, lunch, and all kinds of whole prizes too. And let's see, Friday night, you got a big event at Welch, it sounds like, Bryce.
Yeah, the Friday night All-Star Showcase is presented by Farmers Insurance, Leah Smith Agency, and it's going to be definitely a big event. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a action-packed event. It's only $10 to attend that. We'll have autograph sessions with all of our football All-Stars will be there, which if you got any youngsters there locally, it's $10 well spent to help support the cause, and they get to come out there and meet our football teams, get autographs signed, and then our cheer team's going to be out there performing. Their All-Star cheerleaders left a bunch of different routines they're going to be going through that night. Our All-State Marching Band, which has 178 marching band members in it, so they're going to be out there performing, and we're going to hear some more stories from our ambassadors. We've got some fun games we're going to be doing that night. It's going to be a fun night to celebrate our participants and all the All-Stars that we have as part of our event, celebrate our patient ambassadors, again, get to hear from some of them as well. And then Chance Encounter is going to be performing live on the Next Tech Wireless stage to cap the night off right inside Welch Stadium there as well. So a little party rock band. You shouldn't miss that one. Because for $10, you get to come enjoy all this, and you get to end the night with a little party rock band there at Welch Stadium. So it should be a lot of fun that night. And again, certainly everybody locally and beyond, welcome to come out and be a part of that with us. And again, it's just $10 there to come to that event on Friday night at the stadium there in Emporia. And you can find those tickets online as well at KansasShrineBowl.com/showcase.
All right. What about game day? Game night, I should say.
Yeah, and I guess I should say also tickets will be available at the gate for that Friday night event as well. Okay. So even if you decide on a whim Friday night, you know what, it's a great night, it's a beautiful weather, let's go out and enjoy the night, come on down. Tickets will be available at the gates. As far as game day for Saturday, it's a jam-packed day as well. Of course, it starts with a parade that morning there in downtown Emporia, 10 o'clock. It's a Shriners Parade, so if you've never been to one, you've got to come and check it out. It'll be big. It'll be crazy. The Shriners will have the parade, and they'll have their little go-karts going and unicycles, and we got horses, and we've got fire engines. It's got it all, and of course, our teams, our band, our cheer. And 178-member marching band marching in a parade, so they're going to make some noise. It's going to be fun. And then the game on Saturday night, certainly that's kind of what everybody looks at as the highlight, but there's certainly a lot going on this week. But we'd love to see you out at the game on Friday night, on Saturday night, 51st Kansas Shrine Bowl presented by Mammoth. As you mentioned earlier, Ron, gates open at 5, kickoff lampin' at 7. Our pregame kind of ceremonies really get going about 6:20. It's a big pregame show with lots of different stuff going on. So we encourage you to get out to the stadium early on Saturday night if you are planning to come. But kickoff will be at 7 o'clock, East versus West, and the best high school all-star football you can find in the state. So we're looking forward to a great game that night, and hope to have to pack the stadium and cheer on these football players who are out here, you know, using their talents to really do something bigger than themselves and be a part of a great cause.
And is that parade kind of put on to by a little help from Clint Boyer Autoplex?
Yeah, you bet. So you're going to see about a dozen or so vehicles in that parade that Clint Boyer Autoplex has been gracious to be a part of that with us and help out to showcase that. They're going to have some vehicles outside the stadium as well to come check out some of the new inventory there and appreciate all the local support that we've gotten there from the different folks across Emporia. We're going to be sending out some stuff to all of our ticket holders as well for some opportunities to go and check out some of the local restaurants. IHOP, they're doing a great job. They're going to feed some of our participants on Wednesday night. They're doing a meal for us. The Sweet Granada's got some stuff they've got going on there that week while we're in town, and they're going to send some stuff out to all of our ticket holders as well. As mentioned, Clint Boyer, and of course all our media partners there with you guys here and doing such a great job helping promote this event. Dynamic Discs, there, everybody knows about Dynamic Discs and the disc golf capital of the world. Sure. And they are hosting our alumni event, which I guess I didn't mention that earlier on Saturday, but we do have an event out at the Dynamic Disc headquarters there. It's the alumni game day reunion. It's presented as well by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, and that's always a good time to get the guys back together and the guys from all the different eras, from back in the first game in 1974 all the way up to the current guys who just played last year, and they have a chance to get together and rehash some of those old stories from the game and beyond. And a lot of times, you know, they play with each other in the game, then they've gone on to play with guys that they other Shrine Bowlers in college and stuff. So that's always a good event as well, and that'll be 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. And if you're not, even if you're not an alumni and you want to swing by, I'd say go ahead and come on down. You can get your ticket there at the gate and be a part of that at the event out at Dynamic Disc headquarters. And there's going to be some food and drinks and some entertainment going on out there as well. So lots of different folks who have been a part of it. I'm obviously going to fail to mention somebody if I try to start listing them all. But it's been awesome so far, and I know you guys have been just slammed with events this summer there in Emporia. You guys have been busy, so hopefully you're ready for one more, and you got room to celebrate one more big event coming to town next week.
Always room for the Shrine Bowl, Bryce.
Always room.
About that. It's a spectacular cause, and Emporia is fortunate to be able to host this wonderful event that's coming up. Can't believe it. Next weekend already, the big game is on the 29th, Saturday, at Welch Stadium. And you can get your tickets at KansasShrineBowl.com. Bryce, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Talk to you later. Yeah, Bryce Kessler, who is the director of the Kansas Shrine Bowl activities, and starting, midweek next week, Chuck, all kinds of stuff going on.
Boy, you are not kidding. Full event schedule just with the Shrine Bowl, and you're more than encouraged to be part of all the different activities next week. Want to let you know here, too, that speaking of activities, we'll be talking with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan here right after our news headlines, and we're having the biweekly update here as our morning show continues on KVOE.
Live and local. And our newsmaker, too, brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. State Farm agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:40.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in North Korea, where he and Kim